One of my favorite verses of Amazing Grace is, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will bring me home. One of the themes of our summer has really been recognizing that God has already gotten you this far. He's going to take care of you the rest of the way. And it's been such a blessing to grow with the team in that and learning more about that as we go. When I was preparing for this summer, I was trying to think of what I wanted to have be the theme of my preaching. And in all honesty, I was very stuck. I had no idea. I had multiple different avenues looking at the songs that I could have gone with as a theme. I was learning things in my personal life that I was thinking about going with. And I couldn't settle on anything. And so I did what any good team leader would do, and I dumped the problem on my team. So I asked them, okay, if you could choose any one thing to communicate to every church, every believer, every person that we meet this summer, one idea, what would that thing be? And amazingly, of six people that I asked the same question, I got a variety of answers. I said, well, that's unhelpful. But then I looked closer and I realized that my team had one central theme to everything that they wanted to communicate, which was simply that God is good. And I thought, wow, that is still really unhelpful. Because there are so many aspects of the goodness of God that you can talk about. We frankly throw it around rather flippantly. Wow, I got a paycheck this week. God is good. Or it was a rough week, but God's still good. But what does that really mean? We talk about the goodness of God, but is it really personal to who we are? And is it personal from Him? In the time we have remaining, I'm going to invite you to turn to Psalms chapter 138 and 139. Starting in verse number 1 of chapter 138, I see three very distinct ways in these two chapters that God is personally good to each and every one of us. Again, starting in verse number 1 of chapter 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. The first way that God is personally good to each and every one of us is in that God hears us. Verse number 3, David says, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me. Now, the word here for answer does not mean simply to respond. It means to heed, or to pay attention. Now, many of you went to college, and remember, when you were in different classes, there were different levels of attention that you could give. There was a baseline where the teacher was up doing their thing, and you were frankly doing your thing, and you had no idea what's going on. That was me in college math. Some of you are math people. I thank the Lord for you. You can do my taxes. There's a secondary level of attention where you sort of kind of want to pass the class, and there's some level of interest. The teacher may be more interesting than in other subjects, and so you give a certain amount of attention there. But then there's a third level of attention. I'm about to expose myself as a massive nerd. I love music theory. And whenever I was in a music theory class, when my teacher was up in front of me Every ounce of my attention was on her. I wanted to know everything she had to say. The nerdier it got, the more attentive I was. I wanted to be there, and that is the type of attention that God gives to us. He pays attention when we cry. Now, this does not mean that God simply takes all of our problems away. Often, if trials persist, we assume that God either is not listening or does not care. But David says here that God strengthens his soul. Now, this does not mean that God gives a physical strength to deal with the problem immediately. That word for strengthens means to embolden or to urge forward. You see, God does respond to your prayers, actively paying attention and actively responding by strengthening you to move forward in the trial that he has ordained for you to go through. The first way that God is personally good to us is in that God hears us. Secondly, going now to chapter 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God first hears you, but secondly, God knows you. We can believe that God hears us. God is omniscient. God is omnipresent. That's how it works. But David says here that there's a deeper relationship than God simply hearing us. He says that God has searched him and known him. As with God actively hearing you, God actively knows who you are. He sees every single thing about you and knows the depths of your soul. Verse number 2 says that he understands your thought afar off. Verse 4, there's not a word in your tongue, but the Lord knows it. Every word that's ever been in your mouth, including the ones you never spoke, God knows. Now, this idea doesn't stop at a simple knowledge of our psychological traits or our personal history or even our thoughts. You see, the word search carries the idea of to explore, to examine, to investigate. You see, God doesn't just have a table of facts about Joel Montgomery laid out that he just sifts through now and then to make sure he's caught up. God actively explores, investigates your soul. He understands your feelings, your emotions, your sin struggles better than anyone ever will, including you. God first hears you, but God secondly knows you. Finally, in verse number 7, David says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." God first hears you, God secondly knows you, and finally, God is personally good to you in that God is with you. Again, we can look at the facts that God hears us and knows us and still make them so impersonal. God, again, hears us because he's omnipresent and knows us because he's omniscient. But David says here, he is actively involved in your life. He rhetorically asks in verse number 7, "Where could I possibly go that you would not be with me?" He contrasts a couple ideas, saying, if I ascend into heaven or make my bed in hell, the idea of rising or descending, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, the idea of the pinnacle of the sky, the morning, the light, or dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. He says in verse 10, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Throughout all the poetical books, the right hand is always used to signify the place of utmost importance. We are commanded to keep wisdom at our right hand in Proverbs. There's not a single thing, if you are commanded to put something at your right hand, that should be at all more important to you. And that's where God keeps us. There's not a single thing that is more important to our God than the welfare and relationship that he has with his children. God first hears you, God secondly knows you, and finally, God is with you. Now, these are truths that many of us have heard since we were children. God is with you, God knows you, God hears you. But what should our personal reaction be to these personal truths about God? Well, David gives the reaction. In verse number 23, he says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. It's interesting, at the beginning of this passage, he says, God has searched me and known me. And then in verse 23, he says, God, search me and know me. Seems redundant. But what's he getting at? You see, he says in there, try me, test me, know my thoughts. See, David is acknowledging here, through the whole chapter, God has come all the way. God has made himself personally good to you. The only thing coming between you and a deeper relationship with him is the wickedness of your own heart. So what is our reaction? What is the reaction that David gives? Well, it's to open our heart to the Lord and to beg the Lord to make clear anything that is coming between us and that more personal, intimate relationship that he wants to have with us.